I'm going to talk about Pesach a little bit today, but questions? Okay, you save it. Tomorrow's another day. Okay. Yeah.
We're handing out matzahs to people at Moti Atzah.
Handing out matzahs, I'm sorry?
Everyone has to get matzahs from the Lecha Mishnah.
Lecha Tchila.
So do we have to give them from the top and bottom matzah, just like we have to give them matzah?
Do the best you can. It's no guarantee it's going to come out right. Half a kazayas from this one, a kazayas from that one. This is all the chatchilas. This is not the makif. Okay. Because it doesn't work out. It ultimately pumps the kazayas too big. Take a tiny kazayas, it's enough for everybody. They make the kazayas so big these days, and there are 20 people around the table, you're not going to be able to give everybody kazayas from each matzah.
I thought they said to get a little bit from the matzah.
No? Okay, so that's what I try to do. Give everyone, I can't guarantee if they're going to get a full kazayas from my Shlema, full kazayas from my Prusa. Not going to work. Even though I have a small kazayas in all the books, it still doesn't work. Let's have the teeny kazayas.
But is it worthwhile to try to give everyone a little piece of
the matzo? Yeah. That's how we work. Everyone gets a little at the top and everyone a little in the middle. But that works. In my eyes, that works too. But like, for example, if I have a son there, I'll give him his own three matzahs. Right? So then everyone has their own three matzahs, and it works out even better. I have to have enough matzahs for that. It's expensive. It's more expensive than the fanciest steak. There's no steak that costs as much as a matzahs per pound that I know about. I never bought steak, but they told me it costs more than steak. I'm told that the charedim, which is very, very thin, someone told me it costs $50 a pound. $50. I got cheap, $29 a pound. The steak costs that much money? I don't know. I never bought steak. Huh? No. What's going on over here? Okay. Well, I want to talk about Pesach later in my presentation, but let's just begin where we're beginning. The new mission, new sugya, Lamed Ches Amad Aleph Mishnah. Okay. Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. Mi sheba baderech v'lo hoya bi'ora lula v'lito l'kshikonis v'beis v'yito al shulchanah. Okay. Here you see that we have to take the lulav al shulchano, which means you got to stop eating. Rashi, you can't eat before lulav. This is the source, of course, for the din. You can't eat before any mitzvah. This is, Rav Henkin. Is that Sal? Some of you were in the Shabbos by me. We mentioned Rav Henkin's thing about the saying Gal Yisrael out loud that she was so upset about. There were three things that he was famous for. One was that. One was that if a woman was married civilly, she requires a get. And one was this. You can't eat before the tkiyas. Can't eat before tkiyas. It's enough in the Mishnah Mesach Lasukh. You can't eat before lulav, you can't eat before tkiyas. The story goes that when Henkin was very, very sick, he wasn't functioning, unfortunately. He was so old and not well. He said two things. Zida, Zifroida, Pavan, Aget, Umetonish, Essen, Father, Tkias. Those were the things which are so great, and he kept repeating these things, to everyone who would listen around his bed when he was so sick. It reminds me of this Mishnah. How can you eat before Tkias? This head, that head, the other head. There are a terror, but in the yeshivas, they're very makel. In the kiddush, shtiblach. But not a mashul. We don't have that. Mashul, we have no break before the tkiyas. And if someone's sick, a different story. Mishnah of Haresh, you're not supposed to eat before doing a mitzvah, say, daraisa, such as tkiyas shofar, or the tilas lulav. Fine. Right to the Gemara. Amrit not lo ashulchan, and remember the mafsik, to stop the middle. Remino and mischilu and mafsik. Where's that coming from? Mischilu what? Zok Rashi gamit tefilas amincha tenanla v'sechah Shabbos lo yeshev adam nifnei asapra v'lo yikonis lo lechel v'lo lodon v'im hischilu konam amincha u'mashcha sudasan v'gi azman amincha ein mafsikin ein tricha lehafsik sudasan lo lespalel. Why must you stop your meal to do lulav and not to do davin mincha? Amar av safra lo kash odika shos b'yom odika shos b'yom. Simple Rashi hosem b'dika shos b'spalach ashi yigmu sudasan. A big fancy meal. Going to go into the night. Of course, you have to stop. Amar Rava, my kusha. What the kash to begin with? The mahada raisa the rabbanon Rashi. My kusha the tefillah alul of this shukri rafsar for the shnuy alul the matra vayabiti gashos. The normal pshat. It's the middle of the day. Can be lulav mafsik in the raisi. I will tefillah the rabbanon. El Amar Rava. Ikash haka. A different kash. The Mishnah itself is a stira. The shikanas the base on not lo at shulchano alma of the mafsik. What a tani lo not lo shachas lo ben abayim lo mafsik. An internal kash in the Mishnah itself. Get vat tefillas mincha. Amar Rav Safa lo kasha. Why is that no kasha? Ha dika shos b'yom. Ha dolek shos b'yom. Rashi ali kasha. The Yitzchak Rav Safa the shnuye. He gufa kasha. The lulav alulav reisha. The katoni mafsik. The same the mashu niyamtin. Im yirtzesh really esh those shos kol yom. And therefore Rav Safa is saying depending on the time of the day. Amar Rav Zera my kasha. What's your god? Why are you talking? That's no kasha to begin with. Dilma mitzvah of suki. Below, pasuk either ben arba'in kliyom kasha lulav. You're supposed to stop at the mitzvah. If you didn't, you do it later on. Rashi, dilma mitzvah of suki shem yishkel yivshel lulav. Elam Rav Zera. Liolam kidi armina me kara. The beginning. What's that mean? With the kasha loch. What do you mean? Again, Rashi. Kitzrich av safra lishnuya bishem kusha akam maisa yitzrich. Between lulav and tefillah. Ay, the kashilach or the rice or the rabbanon? No! Hochi on the shayni, the rabbanon askina. Take an army, the katoni, bishababa derech. You got a lulav. He's a habi, yomta rishon, mishari, you got a baderech, and if I yomta, yomta shayni, it's mischalamoid. Right? You gotta take a trip. Ever with me so far? The suk is posh pshat, the suk. Taisvis. My kusha, dilmo, the rice or the rabbanon, tema, for a kiddish a yom the rice. As it says in Brachos Daf Chof, Noshim Chayav Beskedesh Yom Tvar Torah. But yeah, but the Mashverish Nazir. Parenthetically, Shubid Rabbanon Ayayinu Bid Rabbanon. The Dorish Asa Ayayin Yeh Mitzvah Kiyena Rishus. The Kamin of Amayik Lusha Avdal to the Mishpah of Mar Sinai. Trying to Kiddush Tatsa the Raisa. Okay, we mentioned this a little bit on Thursday Shia. Someone asked me about the Shia for the Shabbos. You asked me. For the Shia for the coast, I said the coast of Rabbanon. Before she tells me, Lamed Ches, fine. Yeah, so Kiddush is the rice. Fine, Kiddush is the rice. I feel Achi, I'm Rabbi Yosi, Bereish, Arve Pesachim. Ah, Rabbanon, first Pesachim. Whenever we mention Pesach, this week we mention Pesach. Every day we have to mention Pesach, one or the other. Whether you write your questions, says Arve Pesachim. Man, what does it say? Ain Mavsikin, Upaskin Elocha Rabbi Yosi, Erev Shabbos. We have you to be Erev Pesach, so an Erev Shabbos you can go right through. V'yeh Shloma, the Shani Kiddush Hayom Sheyochol LeKaddish B'Yom KeBalayla for Lekal LeMechos Shepshius Akulehai. Kiddush you can make not only Friday night. If for some reason you forgot Kiddush Friday night, you can make a Shabbos day, the whole day, the whole. Not an intrinsic prohibition over here in this Mishnah. It's Shema Yishkach, so you have a whole day after the night, 24 hours. You're not going to forget. V'yohu. The guy having a Shabbos like a Suda, not going to forget to make Kiddush. Okay, two teruts. Fine. So far, so good. Let's look on the Ran. The Ran adds something, which is not in Tosfos. Oh. The Ran says, going to the end of the round, page Nun Beis. It's actually Rabosai Yut, that old print. It's the very beginning of Yut Tes Amarav. Arve Pesachim, it says, Mishihiskel Lechel Vibod Yom, Mavsikin Leshabos, Stir Rab Yudah. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Eim Mavsikin, Kolomain Elegomo Sudoso, Vachakach Mekadesh, I Rabbi Yossi Lopoliga Mastisin, the Mavsikin, the Krishma, Velo Mastisin, the Ocho, Afilochi Yom, Eim Hosim, Eim Mavsikin. Should they ask him to come the mother's man chiyuva tuva? What's the reason? He says, you began before this man chiyuv. The Ran makes a distinction which Tosfos did not make. You began hiskel beheta versus hiskel beyisr. Naniyat. Afa gavda sikna l'hosam rabbi yudah m'shmul en aloch loka b'yudah loka b'yosib el poreis mapa m'kadish. Hosam ayin atayma m'shin the kiddish m'makam suda. We become a suda asking. Aber b'shar midi b'doraisa ki yasa b'kam esman chiyuva tuva eino mafsik olecha dikashos for kasavis and perek hizkos yus hasham. So chiddush in the Ran, if the whole problem over here is because hizkos b'isser, hizkos b'heta, you're not required to stop. You're not required to stop, Rabbi Osai. How come Tosfos didn't say that? How come Tosfos didn't say that? So, once again, we pull out Hilchos Chag B'Chag, page Shin Ayin Gimel. Tosfos did not get the Ran's Teres. Why not? He writes as follows. Oh. Let's go slow. Look, all the Rishonim as the Kasha of Kiddush, Lo Tirtzu B'Pashas Koran, Tavi Hizcha B'Heta, and a Mafsik, Muchach De Pligi Al Aran, Usvir Lehu, Tavi Hizcha B'Heta Mafsik. Against the Ran. Yeah. Take a look at both sides. In Pri Megodim, Mishpat Zelzov, this is Tav Resh Nun Beis, I think, Sivkot and Talit. Says if you look there, you'll find it. Let's look and see if we find it. Mishpat Zelzov, Tav Resh Nun Beis, Sivkot and Talit. Pri Megodim, let's find it. Go. Okay. Oh, he says, "Ayin simin reish ayin alf and mishbogan avrom bekiddush posek afagav the hiskel beheter kishmuel v'rayas aram Reb Yossi al kaponim ayin bechlusha rit v'kan." Mashmak tzas, hold the beheter. Uve toisvis sukkah da flamen ches, tirtzu o terutim. Uve liyozut amen bezeh, hiniach mitzorach iyun. In other words, that Tosfos didn't give the Ran's answer, Tosfos disagrees with the Ran. So we should be machmir, even in the case of hischil, beheter, against the Ran. Because Tosfos is against the Ran. So suggests the Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, and he attributes it to this Prima Godin. And he said, that's how the Kaf HaChayim paskens. Again, there's no Kaf HaChayim on my screen. I can't show it to you. Kaf HaChayim, Sivkot and Chav Beis, Paskins against the Ramah. Because the Ramah is relying on the Ran, and we should really follow Tosfos. Right, that's what's, you know, can I tell you? The Ramah writes, V'maskil lechol yotze mechatzi shoh konon shigi hazman chiyuvah v'afil yom rishim en tzorach lahafzik b'dika shos v'yom. Who's he quoting? Look on the side, it says, Ran! And he says, no, we shouldn't be following the Ran. But now, there's a bigger problem. There's a bigger problem. The Ran talking about things such as Kiddush. Look at the Taz. We saw the Prima Godim Dal. We didn't see the Taz yet. Tomu Ali. Sivkot and Dal. Masha Kosev Arav Din Zeh Shudas Aran Bebeis Yosef Anan Vadelo Kaimel Anakein. Why not? Chodah. Tafilu Bechol Kosev Liel Simen Pei Tesefei even if you started beheter, Rabosai, our sugi is referring to an iser of Shema Yishkach. Before davening is an intrinsic violation. Could be mean the oraisa, lo sochlo al adam. We pass against the rabbanon. But it's an intrinsic violation, not just Shema Yishkach Rabosai. Before tefillah, you're not even if you're not going to be shocheach. So what's the case, Rabosai? What do you mean? He didn't take lulav yet, means he didn't eat yet. He didn't daven yet. So how can forget about eating before lulav, eating before davening? Can't do that. The kosher can be yontosh to Torah kiddush, eating before kiddush. It's worse. Eating before davening on Tuesday is one thing. Before on yontif, you need kiddush. You're not eating before kiddush. Vesu, the cost of Rabbos Simetov Lamed Aleph Siv Beis Rabbosi again. Hilchas Bedikas Chametz. Once again, Pesach gets in for the third time today. Okay? Dafilu im Hischel Nodber of Yom, Sorach Lahafsik, Bishul Bedikas Chametz, which only made the Rabbanon, Koshkein Kan Biyom Tervishin, Lulimina Torah. The Koshkein Bishul Achila, the Varetzor Lahafsik Bishul Michimotas Man in the Lulav, Kein Nearly Poshut. Wow, these are powerful bombshell kashas. These are bombshell kashas. These are not some small kashas. How do you answer these kashas? How do you answer these kashas? So I have a Bikur Yaakov. Again, I'm sorry it's not on the screen. I brought my original. Top Reish Nun Beis Sifkot and Tess of Yaakov Etlinger. Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh. That's how he signed his name. Absolutely. Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh. Yeah, I'm reading to you. Yaakov Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael in Altona. I mean, I'm trying to be Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh in Riverdale. I think he had a hard job in Altona, but I also have a hard job in Riverdale. Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh, trying to preserve what came before. We're not trying to make these all these new innovations. Those who know what I'm talking about, yesterday's rush. Okay, so I'm quoting verbatim from the Sharblatt. Shoma Mishmeres HaKodesh. That's how the German Rabbanim signed their name. Okay. Baruch Hashem. And again, second Shabbat, the same thing. Shomer Shmeres HaKodesh in the Bikur Yaakov and with those seven Bikurim. They came out many years apart. The first came Tak Tzav, that's 1836. Next one came out, come on, here's a right Kamatri here. Tough Reish, and then he added 18. What was that year? Oh, Tough Reish Yudches. Says, what's Tough Reish Yudches? 1858. 22 years later, he's still Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh. He signed exactly the same way. Not even of a new title. Shomer, that's where Rabbanim's job. Okay, I'm just, those who know what I'm saying, I'm saying. Good. So he has the Tazis Kasha. He's miyashiv as follows. The Ari Shehizkel Lechol Kodem Alos Hashachar. Watch this now. V'spalal Kodem Shabirchos Shabirch Birchos Amozen V'gam Mosa Kiddush Achakach Hishem Sudoso V'shachar Lito Lulov D'bezein Tzorch Lahafzik Afilu B'yom Rishin. He ready David. He ready made Kiddush. Simple answer. Hakam B'mayaskina. I Bdikas Chametz. The Magen Avraham says no. Sham Shehischa be Iser Shegias Kfaz Man Abdika. That's why I have to stop. But if you ate Tzadik Behetli Taka, don't have to stop there either. Bikur Yaakov Sham Mishmeres HaKodesh. Comes open the Mishnah Berurah and see what he says. He's not happy with this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. He's not happy. Give a look. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy. Tough Reish Nun Beis and Bir Halacha. Watch. I Mishnah Berurah Mashkasaz B'Shem Abikur Yaakov Mashatir Zekut Shtataz. I read it from the original. Let's read it again for Chazara. For Chazara, Bosai. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah is commenting on this din that you can keep going. So Mishnah Berurah Rabosai Siv Kotten Tess. This is the next page. Ayin Taz Shehiksha Pei Tess. Right? Bikur Yaakov Tiritz. Hischa Lechol Kormosa Shachar Spalol Kormirul Amazin Kormosa Kiddush. And then you forgot. Of course, Bikur Yaakov. He says V'lo Brira Terutza Ladina. They wrote in Bialoch. He doesn't like it. I like it. I'm a Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh. I have to defend another one. Read the Bialacha's question. He says, Lo Brira Terutza. Why? The Kaman, the Kfar Hivsik Betfila, Umidina, Em Lohoya Shocheach, Em Mechuyav Lita Lalul of Kona Sheyokal, Vichy Beshvil Sheshochach Lassos came, Mikri Hiskel Beheter. Dai de Shitka Vare Lo Mikri Hiskel Beheter, Kedemuchach Mishuchanoch, because for us, we assume the hiskel kodem lo sashacha lechol was a dayan lohayim mechuyav lita lulav rachilosu beheter havel kevah de huchrach lahafsik mishum tefila harei nivsak sudaso You're already one mafsik. The Bialacha claims that once you're already mafsik, the heta of hischa b'heta no longer applies. And the Biruch Yag will look back at the Mishnah Berurah in the eye and say, you were wrong. It still applies. It still applies. It still applies, Rabbi Mosai. I'll prove to it applies. That's not me. This is the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. He's 100% right. The same page. Shinayin Gimel. He proves that the Bikur Yaakov is correct. Mr. Bialach is incorrect. Why? Why? Look at what he says. Meredik. Listen carefully. It's enough in the Rajba. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? I'll show you the Rajba. I'll show you the Shulchan Aruch. Uh-huh. Both sides? It's a Rajba. Uh-huh. The Rashi Masech to Shabbos, Rabosai, Testament Beis. Oh, Mishcha Lecho Ena Mafsik. Oh, watch this. The Koma de Mechuyim of the Raisa Mafsik Kalula V'Shofar. Rav Henkin. Shofar is like lulav, right? Uchayotz man, as it says in Masech Lesukah, Lamed Ches. That's the source. Lulav Shulchanan. Yes, Rosh Bayom. The Kevin Shekain, I feel the Kriyashma Mafsik, because Kriyashma is the Raisa. I feel the Hitzchel Behet Lechel. I feel the Igor Shos. Hitzchel Mistabra. The Kore Pasuk Rishon to the Raisa for Hoder Achil. All you want to say, Kore Krol Kriyashma, and after the Mitzudaso. See, Klar, you're already mafsik for Kriyashma, and you don't have to be mafsik for Ma'ariv. The Bialach is not correct. And it's quoted Alach and Shulchan Aruch, Kriyashna Menes and Beis. Even though you were mafsik, it still has the kula of Hiskla Behete. The Mefurish Rashi, the Mechaba quotes this. La'alacha. Meridik. Okay, fine. Just want to show you that. Shema Mishmeres HaKodesh, you can't count them out. Just with the Bialach says it's wrong. Bunch of these, he was a Balabas. Balabas. Shas. Post. Just making reference for those who were there to the Drusha yesterday. Fine. Now the Mogan Avram, Sifkot and Dalet. Rabosai Taranab, Mogan Avram, Sifkot and Dalet. Also Lechel, Mashma Tima Bial Mashari. Hey, before davening Ma'ariv, a te'ima is permissible. For sof siman reish lamed beis, that's by mincha. For siman tof lamed al by bedikas chametz for the fourth time. So we say that te'ima bi'alma is permissible. Ach mi divrei atosus shekosafti b'siman tarmat zifhei muchach de te'ima osur. Dim lokein havle l'shnuya de abichanina te'ima bi'alma toim. Let's take a look at the Tosfos that he's referring to. And then put on the Makoros, because I figured you'll see it in the Magen Avraham. Mem Vav Amit Beis. Rabbi said, that's our goal, to get to Mem Vav Amit Beis. That's our goal. We get there, we will have completed the year's work. That's a hard, we've covered a lot of ground, but that's our goal. So we're going to take a sneak preview on Mem Vav Amit Beis in the Tosfos. Top Tosfos, okay? Miu Kasha, the end of the Tosfos. If you have my print, it's bolded at the end. It's the last paragraph of Tosfos, if you will. Miu Kasha, Del Perklam and Lulav HaGozel, Mishav of Aderech, Ben Liyot HaLulav, the Katoni L'Shev of the Beis HaYutal Al Shulchano, Mashav HaGemara, the Mafsik Sudosl B'Shul Lulav, V'Kol Shekein, Lo Yaschil, Ken Rabbi Chanina, Hechi Matbil Bo Bereisha. What? What Matilba? What Matilba? Enough Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Quote on the top, the last wide line on top here. Amid Beis, Matilba Bereisha V'Hod Anafik Be. He took a little bit of the estric to have ate it, and then he was yotzei the second day. It's chaser, etc., etc. How did he do it? Tzarech Lomar Tehechi the Hachikama Matilba Hayom v'nafik leim b'mochar. So he ate it after netilas lulav. Why? Well, I have a better answer. Tima b'yalma. A little asterisk snack. Said the Magen Avraham, the fact that Tosfos didn't give that answer indicates that for them, not only can you not have a suda before lulav, you can't even have a snack. Meridik. A meridik araya. The Magen Avraham said, Katan Dalet, that Tosfos argues. Wow. Says the Pri Megadim on that Magen Avraham. Yeah, hukshalem. This is Chazara. Rabbi Chanina, ich matul the best beyond the Vilasheni, Vinafik, Ha'asa lechel come to us lulav, my kusha, Dilmatima. Okay. I and Rashi, Rabbosai, Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. Oh, take a look. We saw this Rashi, we see it again. But the eyes of the Prima Gadim is different eyes than we have. What does Rashi say? Yitel al Shulchano, right? The Rashi on the Mishnah. Im Shachach, Vlonot al Kodam Achila, Tzorach Lahafsik Sudaso, Vlito Lulav. Okay? Vlo Pirish, Ditar Midi, Kicholash Libo, Vitzorach Lahafsik. Shmamino Lechora, I'm just reading what the Prima Gadim is saying over here, based upon this Rashi. Te'ima is Asur. Not only is Tosfos and Vav indicate that it's Asur, here too, what did he say? He said, M'shachach v'lo not l'kona machila, to l'hafsik z'dosel, v'lito lulav. Right? Didn't say it's referring to a case of Torah. Probably even Te'ima would be prohibited. Oh. As far as Bedikas Chametz is concerned, Rabbi Osai, we have another important Pesach Dikah, for the fifth time of Pesach. The Vilna Gaon has a different vart. I told you, whenever we get Pesach in, we're going to get it in this week. Okay? Not just because of Tetzvah from Sukkot, but because it's Nogeya, which you'll see many times we'll be referring to Pesach. As a matter of fact, maybe you'll have to bring in a Pesach towards the end of the week, so we can actually see more Pesach to Pesach. As a matter of fact, maybe from today you'll be more Pesach to Pesach. Everyone has a Pesach, we'll see if we need it, if not today. Everyone should bring more Pesach every day. Just bring Sukkah and bring Pesach. Okay? This is whatever you have. Be easier for us. If you bring a Mishnah Brewer, not only Chelek Vav, but Chelek Hay. Because that's Hilchos Pesach, okay? So today, for example, right now, if you all had hay, it would save time. I didn't even bring mine, so I can't afford you. But starting tomorrow, we should have Chelek Hay as well. Look what it says over here. In Hilchos. Orochayim. Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Tof Lamed Aleph. What does it say? He says, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyivdok. Lo Yochal Ad Sheyivdok. Can't eat. Vim Hischa Lilmod. Ein Tzorach Lahafsik Bel Yom. Ein Shem Tzorach Lahafsik. V'chein Nivu L'Yikar. Whoa. So we pass the night after you mafsik. Even though it's Maschel Behetan. Nu, what's Takam Shah? It's one of the riots we saw before, the Chumra. No, Rabbi Osai. No, Rabbi Osai. Bedikas Chametz is different. Why is it different? It says the Mishnah Berurah why it's different. He quotes in the Vilna Gaon. Why is Bedikas Chametz different, Rabbi Osai? Look why. After Yischa Beheter, V'tamam, the Iker Mitzvah L'chatchila Kovu Chachamah B'tchila Salayla Orl Arbosa Tzorach L'hafzik L'shizkai B'mitzvah K'tikuna. Who says so? The Vilna Gaon. I assume that's what it's going to be. Hagra. The Vilna Gaon said, it's not a matter of just not forgetting. It's a matter of not forgetting, you could have kept going. You should dafka do it betchilas halayla. Usually, if I do it 4 hours later, all right, it wasn't Jizu Makdimin. No, it's worse. He is supposed to dafka do betchilas halayla. It's a very important nakuda. Oh, it says after. Narabal said the Rosh Simil Chavzai. There's a major problem with the Rif left the whole sugya out. Left it out. Says the Heilig Rosh, for Tomati al Rav Alfis Loma Lohevi Shakli V'Tar the Gemara. He left the whole thing out. Why? So the Kuri Yaakov raises this question. Shomer Mishmeres HaKadosh. Zeo das harosh v'atur, that which is found in Bosai in the Mechaba. If you show us beyond lo yafsik, right? Avalarif lo chilek elahevi masnisin kitzpshuta the yafsik shulchano lo chilek beyond the rishin beyond the sheni and shows then shows. Why? That's the Rambam came posting about Beis Yosef when the Rif and the Rambam argue with the Rosh. It was the Kavasayim lo chenir lani esdaiti lahachmir afilu miyom rishin ve'elech lahafsik shulchano afilu yeshos beyom. Finished. We follow the Mishnah Kipshuta. You want to know why? We'll open the Rochaner. He refers you to Shir Dushai. Lamed Ches Hachab Yad Hashim. Let's take a look. Rabbi Bosa, you don't have an Rochaner. Let's give the Rochaner the chance to express himself. Come. Okay. Haramam Hishmi Adin the Mastis in the note La Shulchano. Fet the kapas tomorrow. The Rif also left, according to the Mishnah, left the whole Gemara out. The Raisa, the Rabbana, the Yeshos, and Shos. The Rosh has his kasha. What's the answer? The Rif is barred by Tosis kasha. My time alone, Mishani, the Ocha Kula Yoma Zimni, for us in the Mifsha. Have we seen that Tosis yet? Look at Tosis. Yom Tov Sheni the Rabbanon, Vakati have a Motzi Lishnuye, the Idi V'Idi Ika Shos, Elamishim the Kule Yom Azimnehu the Chayshin and Tfei, the Ma'asel the Mifsha, as it says in Shabbos Daf Yud, B'Mincha came in the Kviel Azimna Mirtus for Lo Asel the Mifsha, Arvis came in the Kule Leil Azimne Lo Mirtus for Asel the Mifsha, which by the way seems to conflict with the previous Tosfos. Previous Tosfos said if you have the whole night and all day, oh no worry, forget the longer you have the bigger chashash of Shia. I don't know if the first should discuss it, steer between one Tosfos and the next. Fine. V'yein lo, v'mishim dehosam, la'ilas man shena v'chashin and tfei. Oh, Tim Kane, how time out my mother should have said so. Yeshlama, the tefillah tzricha shos, who misatzel but tfei min tilas lulav, v'michiag ben afik bay. If it's a long, schleppy thing like tefillah, bigger chance of atzlus as opposed to luluv, you can do it one sec. That's Tosfos teretz. Shvach and teretz, no? Says the Shara Melech. Tiritz, what does Shara Melech answer? The Rif answers according to Shara Melech. Tasugi de hocha sovaki de yutsa kama b'shabas daf tes to lo mechalik b'kach. Ava le Rif sovaki tiritz basra l'kach lo tzorach l'kol shak l'vatayar de hocha ayin shom. On both sides, we have to look in Shabbos, have Testament base. What's the Tura Kama? What's the Tura Tirutz of Basra? And Tosis has a Kasha, right? Tosis has a Kasha from our Gemara. They give a Shvacha Teretz. The better answer is, and there are two Lashonos, and our Gemara holds like the first Lashon, and we pass in the second Lashon. Let's take a look at Shabbos. If you don't look at the Gemara, you know what he's talking about. On both sides, unless you look more about Peh. Who knows Shabbos about Peh? Raise your hand. Okay, no one raises his hand. You have to look inside. Not yet. Okay, get to Shem one day. Okay. Okay. If Shvilas Arvus is Chova, you make him stop. I but Shvilas Mincha, everyone agrees it's a Chova. In schilu in mafsikin. Omer Rav Chanina mishiyate chaguro. When you started already, right. We'll see. Lewis. We'll see the next piece. Hosam lo shlicha shichus. Socha shlicha shichus. First terrace. Inami b'mincha came on the kviya la zimna mirdas lo biyasi le mesha arvis came on the kulamal lasman arvis la misas le mesha. Okay, so Tosfos says akasha that our Gemara seems to be against this Gemara. Yes, don't give Tosfos teretz. Our Gemara is like the first lashon, and we pass like the second lashon. So we merely leave out our Gemara. Simple mathematics. That's what the Aruch HaNer says. Okay, let's read again Aruch HaNer. If that's the case, he says the Rambam hoy osik machilo merchutz, and the Ravid is the kasha. Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. Yeah. Doraisa. Afal became Svirle, then Mafsik. The Neged Suga Docha, the Doraisa Mafsik. Asi Shapir. The Rambam's like the Riff. That Suga Docha, Azal the Loki Ilchza. The Maskana, the Gemara Shem Bishabbos, Lombachal Kina, Ben Doraisa, the Rabbana, Ben Yeshos, and Shos. And Ben Hechash, and Zmana Kavua, the Osa, the Mifsha. And Zmana Kavua, Osa, the Mifsha. Kriyash, and Zmana Kavua, it's like Svirle Smincha. It says in the Mishnah, I've seen in the Krishna. No! Hainim Divrei Torah Dafka, as the Rambam himself quotes, and the Lechem Mishnah explains. Because Torah can. Why is Torah different? Get so involved in your Shir and your learning, and you forget everything. You go on learning for 20 hours straight, you miss all the mitzvahs. You can't eat that long. You can learn that long. So you see from here. You can learn longer than you can eat. I hope that's true for all everybody in this room. Okay, yeah. Okay, Abba Ben Doraisa and the Rabban Lo Machakina. Yeah, hold this. Because of Rambam, in Misyores Shiyavas Mana Kriya Vekrifsik Aresa Meshubach. Yeah, the Yitzchak Yasim Esuka Desham. Kevin Darmina the Hechish as Mana Kavu Loasa the Mimsha Shavada Yiskam Kenim Zocha Misyores Shiyavra Asha Zeh Dava Mudal Alasa Zel Kenim Machavin Lo Shiyavsik Hashem Nis Nisin Dayibo Bederech Machzal Shachono. But the kina dafka beyond the sheni yari should be brachas of lamed mashu that feel beyond the rishon shach yotzu the derek kushes at tosis. Which tosis? The next tosis. Tosis says minikatani we learn every tosis thanks to the what's tema and brachas of lamed hishkim lotzus be derek maybe lo shavu be tokeya yotiv. Not talking about elul. Then have elul they make it to the gemara. Yesh lama heichad leka lemiti lo chayish. That's what it says. Finished. So we're talking about on Yontev Rishon, Tosfos Kasha. For Rav Zeira, the D.A. came, the D.A. Tzorach Lidcho Ketira Tzatosfos. Stuck. Al Pisuga the Shabbos, Lo Tzorach Lazer. We pass it the second Lashon. The cave in the Komada, Shmina Mastisin, who the Mafsik, Hechesh is Mada Kavua. For Zek, for Ashmina, for the Krish, for Shevi Ramba, Lechain Hishvit in the Mishnah, Dach of the Gamre. Whoa, an amazing Aruch HaNer. Wow. There's going to be a major Chumrah. You have to be Mafsik all the time. That's what it says. It's against them, what we learned in the Halacha. That's what comes out from the fact that the Riff left all the details. She loves me mafsik. And if Henkin's screaming, you're not allowed to eat before the tkis. And even if you eat before the tkis, it'll be mafsik, according to this psak. Okay, we don't even have to go that far in our chumras. Narabosa. We mentioned before the Prima Godim quotes Rashi. Again, what did Rashi say? Rashi and the Mishnah. Yitl al shulchano im shachach v'lo notal kodem achila tzorech lahafsik sudaso v'litol lulav. Now what did he want from here? Tosfos says what? Even te'ima b'yalma is asur. Says the Prima Godim, look in Rashi. Yitl al shulchano im shachach, he forgot a better pshat v'lo pirish. Did Torah mean he could call a shlibo and talk lafsik? Didn't forget. He was told something which he's allowed to do. Shma min el lechor. From the fact that Rashi did not give that shot, the what? A te'ima would be aser. Even te'ima itself would be aser. So I thought What kind of raya is that? I thought the prima donna's raya is very, very shvach. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. If his chilechel, you can keep going, what kind of haschala was it? A significant haschala. A real haschala. Haschala means you washed. That ain't no mafsik. But if you only had a little nash, that's not called enough of haschala to allow you to go further. That's why Rashi didn't give that answer. Again, if your begadim is bothered, Rashi gave a funny case of shachach, give a simpler case. The Torah midi kichol ha-shliba v'tarach la-hafsik. The answer is, Torah midi, it's not considered haschala. Where do I find precedent for this, Rabosai? Precedent for this is found in Reish Tzadi Tes, in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos.
To be torn bread, one would have to wash also.
Okay, but torn means either mashu or bread, but more likely torn means a snack, fruit. Right? Well, where am I? Look what it says. Hilchos Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Also lechel shum davar, give it to drink, except for water. Mishatech shach, achi yavdil. Avlam haya yoshev yochel bebod yo. Rabbo say, shalashudis, in our shul, a whole winter time. Right? Most shuls have shalashudis. You have shalashudis, you wash, and you can go past this man. So before Shemara in Perek what? Arve psachim. Yes. Yes. Ain't tzarach lahafsik. I feel the mishtiyah. Once you're having a meal, you can even not just have bread for you, you're having a drink too. But Yoshev Shoseh v'chashchalo, you're having a sipping soda, and it gets dark. Tzarach lahafsik. So where exactly is the line between eating bread and drinking soda? So I brought you the Piskei Tshuvos. He goes into the details over here. I'll read you what he says, and I'll show you what he says. I think he's 100% right. He says it's false. Uvichlal zeh, Yoshev v'shoseh, kama ochel mine peris. You have to stop. V'yaf mine mizonos. Who said so? Look, I'll tell you who said so. Watch, I didn't make it up. The biggest maker in the world said so. Who's the biggest maker in the world? The Aruch HaShulchan. He said so. V'yoshev v'shoseh, I feel the Rabbi Yoshev Lishtos v'chashecha tzrichim lahafsik shein ze kfirs. I feel the Ochlim Peiros and McDonald's v'niroli. I feel the Ochlim Mizonos and ze kfirs. The mil kfirs halam litl yadei al nevarach amotzi lomoske ze chilas haroi tzrichim lahafsik. Kavachoma, the team that Rashi is referring to over here. Once we're on the topic, the quotes at the Shevet Alevi want to be made if you're having the cake to be yotzi the shalashudis. That's already considered to be Nimshach. That's considered to be a Nimshach on both sides. A Chiddush in the Shevet Alei. A Chiddush, Shlomo Zalman seems to be specific about this. Adka. Okay? Let you know. So I brought it up to save to show you. Fine.
Everything can rely on the Shevet Alei.
Yeah. I think you can. Okay, fine. But that's a unique case. That's because it's Mizonos and you're using it for Kfir Sud Vishalashudis. Wouldn't apply over here. Okay. Rabosa. Good. My answer, we're up to the last part of the sugya. Yontiv Sheni, Dirabonon. Dirabonon. What does it mean, Yontiv Sheni, Dirabonon? How do you interpret the words, Yontiv Sheni, Dirabonon? Rabosa, how do you interpret Yontiv Sheni, Dirabonon? How do you interpret the words? And what does it mean? The Ma'am Makamish above that. What does it mean? Well, since you don't have the Ritva in front of you, open up to Rav Yaakov Emden and the Rashash. They do have it in front of you. I mean, it's out of order logically, chronologically, but I'm trying to be practical. You have it in front of you first. Take a look. Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Right? Rashash. Got the Shem de Rabbonon. Shmamina to Cholamoyed Nikwe Gamken Yontif. We're talking about Chalamayid. That would be koyot of sheni shagolius. For Salomar, sheni b'mala neged yom arishim shiyot of gomer. Because the yont of sheni the sveka, neged yont of sheni shagolius. Doesn't say that. Yont of sheni the rabbana means chalamayit. For the lo kemashma k'tzas me'amogad avram simetov tzadi hilchos Pesach again. Sitkot n'alef. And look what I wrote back on Chav Zayin in the Mishnah. Before we do that, what does Rav Yaakov Emden say? Pirusha b'cholamoyik, it goes to the Ritva. Okay? Chav Tesem and Aleph. Lamanam and Aleph. Lamanam and Aleph. Base. Look in the Gura. Shushen the other Doraisa. To come at the Rabbanon. Shechiv Lulabo ain't on the Rabbanon. He the other Shane Shagolius. Hecha Shamina the Shari Lotus Chutzatchum. Ain't the other Vishal Shane. Ela. Tatani Vav. Sochon and Beis. Okay? The Kitz and Nimitz, he says the same thing as the Rashash. What exactly does he say on Nafchav Zayin? This Rashash tells you to look back on Nafchav Zayin. What's on Nafchav Zayin in the Mishnah? Let's take a look. What's there? Chav Zayin in the Mishnah, Yontav Rishon, okay? He says, Yontav Rishon, Kol Zayin Yemei Achag, is called Rishon Negeget Shmini Atzeres. Uriel Mikan, if that's true, Tav Chalamoyed Nikri Yontav to Loka Mogan Avram. A second Raya against the Mogan Avram. So it chepers the Mogan Avram twice. Let's see the Ritva. Obviously, you don't have a Ritva. I'll read you the Ritva. I put it on the Maram Makomus, if I'm not mistaken. The Ritva, the Mamaskil Hocha, starting from the Agav Urchin. It's sort of, this whole thing is sort of a parenthetical remark over here, quite lengthy, and the footnote's even lengthier. Do we consider Chalamoy to be a Yontif, or is it not considered to be a Yontif? Agav Urchin Shamina Dechol Shemoyd Yontif Mikri. Why? Became the Asim Asiyas Malacha. And you see the same thing in Reish Pirkin at the beginning of the Perek, Rabbi Osai. Why? What's at the beginning of the Perek? Chof Testament Beis, right? Yontif Sheni Amaylo. That means Chalamoy. And the Shein Shagolius, we passed in the same thing with the Lachem apply. Good. What's the Megillah Dafheim at base? There the Gemara says the Masechta Megillah Dafheim at base. What does it say there, Abosai? Anyone know Megillah Heim at base? What's there? Yontev lo kiblu alayu. Why? Fish lo nesa ben malacha. B'chalamayit is also ben malacha. Quotes the Gemara. But Chalamoyed is also oh, umash ein ano omer b'cholos shemoy b'tfila as yomtiv mikra kodesh hazeh. Do we say that on the first day yomtiv in Asidur? I don't think so. We don't say the word yomtiv anywhere. So there's a nusach svarad. I mean real svarad. I mean Adot HaMizrach. They have the word. I think the Rambam has the word yomtiv. Fisha osnim ha'malacha b'davar ha'aved. Vishlo Zalz and Yantav Mamish. She was swore and shame Shavim Mekdusha. Became a Shavim Mishmosa. So really, it is considered Yantav, but we don't call Yantav a davening, so it shouldn't lead to a Zilzul, Rabosai. Wow. 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 Chiddush and Chiddush. Footnote 871 quotes the Shulchan Aruch again in Hilchos Pesach. Rabosai Hilchos Pesach. I told you we mentioned Pesach as often as we can this week. Where are we? Hilchos Pesach, Rabosai. Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach, Siv Gimel. No again should be Yom Tov Omer as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, which we don't say. Ain't no again Loma Mikra Kodesh Klal Lo Yom Tov Lo B'Cholamoy. V'Chol Hashemoyin Omer as Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. You don't say Yom Tov. Right? That's the Mogan Avram who says that. Let's take a look at Mogan Avram. Rabbi Osai. What happened?
I'm going to click the links thing again.
Oh, no. Shema mechol ha-moed lo b'gu yomtev. Ve'en lo mechol ha-shemoed b'birchas ha-mazen ha-rachmna n'chileinu yom shekulo tov. The ganze nafkamina, the whole nafkamina is in psa ha-rachman by benching. That's it. Let's not get sweat too much. That's the biggest, that's the biggest avery you say on yomtev chol ha-yomtev. If that's the biggest you ever do in your life, you'll be fine. But that's what he says. That's what he says. Now, says the footnote here on the Ritva. Okay. That's what the Ritva means. You don't mention Yom Tov. Must mean in benching. Shuvas Rashba says it is a Yom Tov, and we do mention it. The Rashba argues in the Ritva. According to the Ritva, you don't mention Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. And the Rashba says, yes. Maybe they're not arguing. Why? The Ramah says, we're not knowing that way. The Taz and Mogan Avram, we do say Mikra Kodesh and Yom Tov. We don't say the word Yom Tov. That's why. We don't say the word Yom Tov. We don't say the word Yom Tov. But a Musaf and Atta Bechar Tano and Shachris, we do say the words Mikra Kodesh, right? As Yom Chagamas says, Man Cheresenu, Mikra Kodesh. We don't use the word Yom Tov. We say Mikra Kodesh. So when the Ritva says, we don't say it's Yontem Mikra Kodesh, he means and Tefillah Shachris and Yalla V'Yovo. But in Musa, we do mention it in Chol HaMoed. But the Rashba says, Tefillah Simasov, maybe there's no Machloikas. I thought the whole issue was the word Yontem, not the word Mikra Kodesh. Oh, since you leave the word Yontem out, so it's Nikar, right? And Shachris, leave the word Yontem out. It's Nika that he left that on purpose. It's not a Yontif and Chol HaMoed. It's going to solve the world's problems. This is footnote 871. You can look it up, Arichas, over here at your leisure. I'm not going to go into it in great detail now. But, if you're here in Tafsadi, let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Once we're here already, so we're here for Pesach. What did Mr. Brewer say in Nuchos Pesach? Onamein and Olga Loma, Kosvach Modim, the Menogain Loma Mikra Kodesh, Yonah Chalamoid, Penoma Mes Yontif, I feel the Yontif. So I just told you, that's our minig. That's exactly our minig. Rabosai, open the Taz, which you have in front of you. Tov Reish Samach Ches, Sivkot Nalf. I'm going to give you a very brief, I didn't put on the Ramakomas. We probably did part of this Taz already a long time ago. And I also want to cherry pick one line. This is Hilchos Shmini Atzeres. I'm going to show you one brief line in a long Taz. One line in a long Taz. Tov Reish Samaches. Anyone have it? Says the Taz. Watch. It's a long thing. Says did I put on the Ramakamas. I'm sorry. Let's read it together. What does it say in Mechaber? Leil Shmini Tfilas Vatitin Lano is Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. V'onu Nogin Shloloma Chag B'Shmini. We don't say the word Chag according to Ramah. We don't find it's called a chag. Okay, Shmini Atzeres says the Taz. It is called a chag. They answered me back. Excuse me. They answered me back. Hach Yom Tov Achron de Koma Talmuda Ein Perush Shel Shmini Atzeres Kev in the Ksibbe Chag HaSukkos Ela Yom Achron Shel Chol HaMoed Koma Mitzvah Shana Rabba He Shafti Al Zeh Diyev Shalom Akeh Chodo Dlomo Tzinu B'Gemara B'Shem Duchto You don't find anyone in the chas Sheyu yemei chalamoid nikrom yamtiv. The bereshah chalil the sugad afnun or minon ain a doche yamtiv. The simchas base hashoeva is not doche yamtiv, but it was done a chalamoid. Shma mina ain chalamoid yamtiv. Right? V'sham dafnun vav maskut hamad yamtiv achon shalchag harbe pamin. Chim b'megila perek bnei ayir hakol kol yashmina tzeres. V'lama neferash loshon zekam. Shaloka derech hashas beharbim mekomos. That's the task. That's the task. Okay. So the task says, we don't find it called yontif. We don't find it. Says the prima godim on his task. Watch this. He says like this. He says, Ava yom rishon dechol hamoed livnei eretz yisrael Mikri Yomtiv, Kevin the Bnei Chutzlaretz, Os Nosa Yomtiv, looking Tarnab Os Gimel, Meredik, Os Yishabe Besukah Bereshkula Bagoz Lachavtes, Losh Niyomtiv Rish, Losh Yomtiv Sheni, and it means Chalamoid, Daf Lamed Ches, Yomtiv Rish, Yomtiv Sheni, means the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Yom Rish and Shechalamoid, Mikri Yomtiv, what a brilliant idea, Abosai, brilliant. The Meiri on the Chav Testament base asks the same kash. He says, "Kol Hayomim Linyan Lulav Yom Tovay." Not that the first day. All Chavos with respect to Lulav is Kol Yom Tovay. That's what it says. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop this sugya here and start the next sugya. The next sugya, Rabosai, is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Rabosai. Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Let's cover ground. Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the Mishnah. Mi shaya eved o isho kotan makrenoso ona achrayin mashenomim. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about what? Hala. What's Hala doing here? Simple. We had the nanuim, right? Ona Hashem Mashir, Om Mishnayis. We're continuing to discuss the sugya of Hala, which we already started the previous amun. Fine. V'tovelo me'era. What's the word me'era mean?
Curse.
A curse. Hashem Yerachim. What does Rashi say? Makrenoso. Kacha you know again echad koreis a halo umotis a rabin vimhoya ever we show cotton ho over ein mechuyev bedavar ein motis a mechuyev midechovaso hilkach one achrav komashu omer. I'm not a bucky, I don't know halo by heart, but I'm able to repeat after you. So the cotton or the eved or the isha will say it out loud, and I will repeat after that individual. I'll say the exact words because I can't be yotzer. You need a bar chiyuva. Nonetheless, even I do that. Tov lo me'era Rashi, shelo lomad, v'im lomad. If he was lomad, tov lo me'era shemivazes kono lasel shluchim keela. I have to have a kota neved arisha to read the halal before me. I should be educated enough to be able to do it by myself. With me, you didn't learn. This itself, according to Rashi, is a source of a me'era rabosai. Okay? Stop right here. Before we go any further, Rashi, Tosis. Misha Eved, Mashmakan, the Isha Ptura Mehal de Sukkos, V'chein de Ateres, V'tayla Mishum, the Mitzvah Shazman Garami, right? Poshet, Zman Garami. Frek Tosis. Afagav da halal the lele psochim. Once again, get the Pesach. Mashu beperek arvi psochim. The mechayvi, they're obligated. But dalat kosas, that's the mefurusha gemara. Umistama lo tiknu dalat kosas. Elakadei lo marleim halal viagoda. Hear what's going on? They weren't attacking arvi kosas unless of halal and agoda. Because the gemara says in psochim. Maybe it's kedai. Someone to run down and get some gemaras psachim. I can get some. I have. Let's see. Bring me a handful of gemaras psachim. I'll get some for mine. Take a little pause and put it on pause if you want. So everything's psachim.